Strange Adventure.
Young John Hicks and the grizzled old prospector Lemuel Dodson sighed gratefully as they reached the waterhole. Shining Flower, the young Indian girl who was the third member of the party of gold seekers, pointed toward a mountain silhouetted in the setting sun. Both men knew what she meant. Somewhere on that mountain was the gold they had risked the torturous trip across the Arizona desert to find. It was Indian gold, and Shining Flower was guiding the white men to these lost riches because she was in love with one of them. The next morning, they started toward the mountain. Their water bags were filled, and they had provisions to last for 3 weeks. 2 days later, tired and burned, they reached the mountain. The slopes were just as the Indian girl had described them, a veritable bonanza. The collection of nuggets began to grow. So eager were the men in their search for gold that they hardly noticed the diminishing water supply until Shining Flower warned them. Dodson picked up the empty water bag.
I'll get back to the water hole. You two stay here and watch the camp. Enough water to last until I get back.
Day followed burning day, and Dodson failed to return. Hicks left the few precious drops of water with Shining Flower and himself set out toward the water hole. By nightfall of the second day, he was exhausted and camped in a dry ravine. During the night, he imagined he could hear the rumbling of a waterfall in the distance. The next morning, he set his course northward and finally reached the camp of some friendly Indians. He told them his story, and five of them joined him on the back trail to rescue the girl and to search for Dodson. The next day, they came upon Dodson's body sprawled in a dry creek bed. There were 2 bullet holes in his back. Hicks and his Indian friends had no time to ponder over the mystery of Dodson's murder if they were to find Shining Flower still alive. They followed the faint trail across the desert until Hicks recognized a ravine in which he had camped on the way out.
Now, the campsite is just about 2 miles ahead, but... Hey, something's wrong.
The young man scratched his head and gazed into the distance.
Yeah, I don't see any mountain.
The 6 men trudged onward toward the campsite and halted under a small tree. Hicks became more awe-stricken.
Hey, this is the tree where we hung our water bags and where I left Shining Flower, but something's happened. The whole mountain's disappeared.
The whole face of the country about the camp had changed. The creek bed and the ravine where Hicks and Dodson had searched for gold were covered over with dirt and great piles of rock. For hours, Hicks and the Indians walked over a vast wasteland of rocks and freshly uprooted trees. The entire mountain, which had reared its peak high above the desert, had been leveled by a great earthquake. Hicks remembered the loud rumbling noise he had heard that he imagined to be the roaring of a waterfall. One of the Indians pointed to a small object that lay beside a boulder. It was Shining Flower's beaded headband. Hicks wondered what had happened to this Indian maiden who had risked her life to lead him to these untold riches that would never become his. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen again to another tale of
Strange Adventure.